be speaking to in just a few minutes. I think you're going to be surprised, maybe. The man who's been described, Tom Dorsey, as a big, beautiful stallion is here, and we'll be talking to him in just a second. First of all, the AccuWeather forecast for meteorologist Jerry Tracy. Cooler tonight, some patchy fog and a low of 52 degrees. Tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, but sunshine should appear by afternoon. A high 72 to 75 in there somewhere. A little warmer on Friday with a high of 78. Cloudy skies, 70 degrees now at WAKY. WAKY from the album and the movie One Trick Pony. That's Paul Simon. Late in the evening, it's 5:21 with Bob Moody. I don't think I've ever told the story of how I came to work at WAKY, how I ended up in Louisville. I was working at a station in Detroit, and there was a guy up there I was working with, and I fell in love with his daughter. Is what happened. His daughter was about I guess.
Two years old
at the time. And so this guy left Detroit and came down to work at another radio station in Louisville. And in the 6 months after he left, I came down to visit them four times, I think, and decided this is a city that I want to live at. And the man who's my guest managed to arrange with Johnny Randolph to hire me to work in the afternoon. And we ended up working on different stations at
opposite
the same time for about 4 years. Gary Burbank is my guest this afternoon.
I always wanted to pick my competition, and I had a real good chance.
Yeah.
No. We, in fact, Bob and I would ride to work together, and people would go, "Now you guys are supposed to be fighting and stuff." We're best friends, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and even when they did an article in the newspaper, I managed to get my picture
right
way back in the back. Gary and I have been friends for a long time, and it is a real surprise, I guess, more than anything, to be able to have you on the radio. But Gary is now a recording artist.
Yes, for the next 3 months, I've decided to be a recording star and then go back to my little pumpkin and mice and get in radio again.
So you're going to take the rest of the year off is basically
what I'm going to do, more or less. Just I'm working on Fred Osler and Creative Video Productions.
That's okay. You can say Fred Osler. It's not a brand name.
Okay. But they're talking about doing some video with me.
That's like TV pictures?
That's like TV pictures. You can actually see what you're saying on the radio sort of like thing here.
Got it.
And they're talking about doing some video with me, and we've written a couple of things. And with Bob, in fact. And you want to tell them about Disco Dip?
That's a true story.
Yeah.
We've messed around writing some stuff.
We've pinned a few things together.
That's right. We're going to be songwriters now, folks. I may be able to retire here myself.
I'm going to take you away from all this, Bob.
Oh, would you please? Gary has a new song out. Of course, you made, according to the newspaper, you made between $300,000 and $1 million off Who Shot J.R.
Yeah, something like that. Somewhere in that that vicinity. Not quite dollars off that. How do I delicately say that I haven't made a cent yet? It's cost me a little money so far. But to be a star, I'll pay 15 or 20 bucks.
As they say on Rona Barrett, it's in litigation.
It is in litigation. It's not in litigation. Everything is, I think, being straightened out now.
Good. Okay.
Amiable try. Well, I'm just so happy.
and so Gary has a new song now.
Yeah, this is...
And the records just came in today?
Yeah, just got them in today. It's called Mama, I Want to Grow Up to Be Like J.R. Now you're right away going, "Oh, he's got another J.R. song. Ronnie, quit." Well, I'm not going to quit. Not as long as it's doing well. This isn't really about J.R. so much. This is, you know how Johnny Cash went to Folsom Prison, did his thing?
Yeah.
This is Johnny Cash.
I've heard that.
Well, I was too short to go to Folsom Prison. They would look at me, that reminds me of you telling short jokes about me to make me come to work on time at CKLW. And I decided, well, I can't go to a prison because I'd be too short, and I couldn't relate. So I went to the state reformatory, and not really, but these are kids that, you know,
this was from the album entitled
Live at the State Reformatory.
Oh.
There's no album yet, but we hope that there will be one. Yeah, yeah. We'll have
when there is, that's what it'll be called.
Exactly right.
Tell you what, we're gonna play a song here, and then we're gonna switch over to Glenn in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And right after the news at 5:30, we'll have the new Gary Burbank song.
I can hardly wait.
Right here.
Allied is first in moving families. Allied moves more mirrors, antiques, and treasured things. Allied is first in solving problems. Allied Van Lines moves more people's dreams.
We're America's first mover, moving more than any other. Call Allied Van Lines first.
Why call OK Storage and Transfer Company Incorporated first? Because they're one of the Allied agents who helped move over 200,000 families last year. That's nearly twice as many as any other mover. And they've chalked up their share of the millions of safe miles Allied vans have traveled. So OK Storage and Transfer Company has their share of moving experience. And they're ready to share it with you on your next move. In Louisville, call OK Storage and Transfer, 584-7232. And call them first.
America's first mover, moving more than any other. Call Allied Van Lines first.
Burger Chef introduces the new Chicken Club. More than just another chicken sandwich, cause we've made it better with bacon. Our new Chicken Club is tender all-white chicken, seasoned just right, topped with tomato, lettuce, Rio mayonnaise, and crispy strips of bacon, and served on our new special bakery bun. Our new Chicken Club. It's more than just another chicken sandwich, cause the bacon makes it better. So join the club, the Chicken Club, at Burger Chef.
Imagine what happens at the beauty contest they can never show on TV.
The Miss Nude America contest.
Filmed live, on stage and backstage.
Completely uncensored.
50 American beauties showing their all for the state they love.
The Miss Nude America contest.
Go backstage and find out how Miss Hospitality really earned her prize.
You've seen the Miss America contest on TV.
You've seen the Miss Universe contest on TV.
But this is one pageant you've got to go to your local movie house to see.
Opens Friday at the Kenwood and New Albany drive-ins. This program rated R. No one under 18 admitted without parent or legal guardian.
We have 70 in Louisville right now at WAKY.
Hey, sing us that song, cowboy.
Mama, I want to grow up to be just like J.R. I want to wear cowboy hats, be rich and drive big fancy cars. I'm tired of cartoons, Sesame Street and Star Wars. Cause mama, I wanna grow up to be just like J.R. Waylon and Willie are outlaws and I like their style. But when it comes to an outlaw, J.R.'s got 'em beat by miles. Cowboy is a box office smash. Travolta sure got the touch. But if they'd only given the part to JR, the show would have grossed twice as much. Mama, I want to grow up to be just like JR. I want to wear cowboy hats, be rich and drive big fancy cars. I'm tired of cartoons, Sesame Street and Star Wars. Cause mama, I want to grow up to be just like J.R. At school they're wondering who set Jenny Jackson's t-shirt on fire. She had on it red, I'm shot, J.R. And the teacher made me stand in the corner all afternoon. Cause they caught me charging other kids admission to use the third floor bathroom. Mama, I got kicked out of school again. Cause they caught me trying to mortgage the schoolhouse cafe. And mama, Here's my report card. I hope you and Daddy are pleased. Does it cost me a fortune to pay all my teachers for changing my F's to B's? We wanna wear cowboy hats, be rich and drive big cars. We're tired of cartoons, Sesame Street and Star Wars. Mama, we wanna grow up to be just like they are.
Time to tell your mama about it. Come on.
That's a new song from Gary Burbank. Mama, I want to grow up to be just like J.R.
Well, could you just see that? A bunch of little J.R.'s running around. I was telling about that video. That's what we're going to do. We've got a little place out here that we're going to turn into a children's nightclub. Only serving milk. But these kids somehow managed to get a little tipsy on milk.